All right, this is what we got. Injury-wise, Colt Anderson. We've got knee inflammation. John Dornbos still has a high ankle sprain. It's a nice job coaching him up, by the way. He's got a high ankle sprain. Making progress. He's walking around. You see it today, walking around. He's doing better. King Dunlap, hamstring strain, will not practice. Keem Jordan won't practice. Those four will not be out there. Look forward to the challenge of playing. Macklin will practice today, yeah. Look forward to the challenge of playing the New York Giants. We know they're a good football team, obviously, world champions, and we've got to have a good week of practice and make sure we take care of our business first and get ourselves ready to play against a heck of a football team. Time's yours.
How important is this first division battle, especially this early in the year for you guys with New York?
Well, listen, every game's important, and then you add the NFC East to it. I think the Giants are going to be saying the same thing, that you play in the NFC East. Every NFC East game is very important.
Andy, did you after your remarks Monday, did you feel a need to talk to Michael at all about what you said, the way it was interpreted?
Well, it was the way it was interpreted. I mean, that's not what I had in mind. Derek explained to me how it was interpreted, and so I've talked to Mike. Made sure I mentioned it on my radio show. You guys are very good at what you do, so I make sure we clarify it. Bad semantics there.
Andy, how far away is Riley Cooper?
He's close. He's going to practice today. Mm-hmm. So he's getting there. We'll just see how he does. He hasn't had much contact. So, matter of fact, very little contact. So we'll just see how he does today.
Andy, I know you did mention it on your radio show, but you just want to clarify your situation, your thoughts on Michael Vick, as he stands.
Yeah, Michael's our starting quarterback.
Yeah. Andy, left tackle, will Bell get all the reps?
Oh, are you all right? Oh, okay.
You work, Dennis Taylor there at all, he's playing left tackle and a center. Still the same. Reynolds and Bell get all the reps with the ones?
Yes, they will. Yep. They will. Both those two. Dennis Kelly won't get – you're going to see him rotate in. I mean, well, you won't see him rotate in, but he rotates in every day. So that's what – let all the guys all those offensive linemen get in there and do their thing.
What do you see from Eli? What do you see from Eli and the Giants' offense this year so far?
Say that again?
The Eli and the Giants' offense, what do you see from them this year? I'll personally for what they've
done. Right now Eli's playing as good as any quarterback in the National Football League. I mean, he's – his last few games, he's been on fire. So we know he's a great player anyways, but he's playing very well, very high level right now.
Andy, with Akeem, he's not able to go. Is it definitely a role? Is Jamar pushing for that
role? Both of them will take reps in there, yeah. Yeah, they'll both take reps in there. We'll just see how that goes.
Andy, is the whole issue of Mike and this whole thing with pre-snap reads and all that, recognizing this, is that something that he has to work out in practice? Is that probably been the main gist of his problem, in terms of getting sacked and things of that nature?
Well, I mean, there's more to it than that. We got to protect too. So, I mean, we got to make sure we're calling the right plays and put them in good position. I mean, there are a lot of things that go into that. So we've addressed that, and we've all got to get better at our job. And Michael, you asked about Michael. Michael included. He understands that. We all need to do better, and that's what we're going to take care of this week.
Coach, does the running game become a bigger emphasis when you play a hot quarterback like Eli?
Well, listen, you've got to be able to run the football. Yeah, I mean, you've got to be able. That doesn't mean, doesn't matter whether the quarterback's hot or not hot. We've got to be able to. You've got to be able to do that in this league.
Do you still feel maybe like after three games that you can confident enough that you can run the offense the way you thought you could run it coming out of training camp?
Yes.
How much are the O-line struggles from last week just new guys fitting in, or is it more schematic?
Well, listen, everybody across there had a piece of that. So, they play as a unit. And they all can get better. We all can get better. So it's as coaches schematically and as players playing. So we all understand that.
A lot of the guys talked about not being on the same page. Not being on the same page. What does that mean, and how do you get them on the same page? Is that just time?
Well, we need to just keep practicing and make sure if that's the case, then that's that you take care of in practice and make sure that gets taken care of.
You
said during Boston's improvement, are you getting a good feeling that you think we might be able to go Sunday?
Or? I don't know that. I don't know that. I can just tell you that yesterday he was limping, today he's not. So we'll see how he does tomorrow.
And with his job, I mean, if he can snap and brace himself, is he kind of okay? Do you need him to be able to run down and try to make a tackle? You know, how healthy does he have to be?
Well, he has to be functional. I mean, he has to be. To step on the field, you have to be functional. So, you know, I just tell you that. He's got to be able to move.
Who would be your long snapper if he tonight?
Well, the kid, you know, Kyle, the kid we signed for the practice squad, we can use him, and Selleck's done it, so we'd be okay there. I mean,
Chaz Henry's numbers were pretty good, 48 gross average, whatever, 42 net. What was the reasoning there?
Listen, I think he's a young guy. I think he's got a good future in this league. I'm just looking for consistency. You know, that's the primary thing. So.
And what will you guys do to address the issue of Michael not being able to recognize and react to blitzes from defensive backs?
Well, listen, I'm sure you're talking about the one before half, and that was a mishap, that one. But the rest of it, he actually had some nice checks in there and did a nice job with several of the plays.
As far as
he didn't even worry about all that. I mean, the comments weren't directed that way, so, and he knows that. So,
Coach, when a quarterback like an Aaron Rodgers get sacked 8 times and whatnot, how much important, now they say this is a passing league, but how much important is that running game to kind of slow down defensive, you know, linemen and linebackers from killing the quarterback?
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, you're seeing it with some of the good throwing teams in this league. Balance, you've got to have some form of balance, whether that's 60, 40, 70. You've got to be able to obviously keep defenses off balance and at the same time get yourself in rhythm as an offense.
Andy, I know you don't want to talk about officials. However, with what happened, has the league sent things out to the coaches? Because it could happen to anybody what happened.
I can't get into all that. I'm not going there. I'm gonna just say everybody, you know, we've all got to do our jobs better. I'll stick with that.
What do you think of that game? Maybe looking at all of the replays on the refs and to try to get them to focus on the game and not worry about what's going on.
That's what you have to do. You've got to do that as coaches and players. You've got to take care of your business and make sure you're doing the right things right, and then let that run its course there. You know, and these guys are trying as hard as they can possibly try.
You specifically address the players?
I take care of it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, we talk about that. Yeah, and I take care of that. I'll take care of the officials. You take care of playing and coaching.
But, Andy, you do see the situation getting out of control. You saw Belichick grab a referee after a game. Players are voicing their opinions more on Twitter. And even coaches now, Shanahan got fined $25,000. Is the situation escalating to the point where it's borderline getting out of control?
Well, listen, I mean, you guys are – if I haven't grabbed you yet, I'm not going to grab one of them.
But you'd chase him, though, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't catch him. I wouldn't be able to catch him.
And do you ever feel, you talk about balance and a running game, do you ever feel compelled to tell Marty, look, let's dial up some more runs here, let's be a little more balanced?
Listen, we communicate, so we've got to do a better job of just getting them in rhythm, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're throwing the ball, running the ball, combination, you got to get in rhythm, and you got to do what it takes to do that.
But do you think it's possible to get into rhythm when you're throwing 25 times and running 5 times in the first half?
We need a little more balance.